Then I got really ambitious. Who was Pythagoras and what did he do? So this time there was silence for a while. Then one girl comes up to me and says, "You've got the spelling wrong." It's spelled Pythagora. So about 40 minutes later, the right angle triangles start to appear. So, I was just standing there watching this, and they were typing in Pythagoras' equation into Google. Google was producing the Lorentz transformation equations from the special theory of relativity, and the 10-year-olds were going at it. By that time, the Italian teachers had come back in, and it was a sentimental moment, because I had a group of teachers who just stood there for a while and said, "Stop them." I don't know if I should as a teacher. But that's a question I think all of us will have to face, with this generation that's wired so completely. What do you do with them? Do you stop them? So I'm going to just skip out to one last little bit in China. I'm not going to show you the video, it's always quite funny to watch, but the kind of questions which drive this sort of a system, which turns on children. What happens after we die? You can use that to start off religious instruction. They'll get all the main theories out for you. Is GDP related to happiness? This was for secondary students. And GDP is an intensely boring subject for them. But when you relate it to happiness, the adolescents react and they come up with all kinds of things. Can trees think? But 10-year-olds just freak out on that kind of question. How does an iPad know where it is? You need a set of adolescents in trigonometry without your having to say a word. So, you know, if one could construct the curriculum as a set of questions which are relevant to children, instead of doing it backwards, instead of saying, "Today we're going to do trigonometry," the child says, "Why should I do trigonometry?" And in my childhood, we were told, "You won't understand that now." But this generation is not going to listen to that. So we have to spark it from the other end. And in the end, I think where we are at right now is that a new primary curriculum, according to me, needs three things. Information search and analysis skills, that needs to be taught. Reading comprehension, I don't know how that's to be done, but it's my biggest stumbling block. If your children cannot read and comprehend properly, the whole system shakes. And finally, a really difficult thing. A rational system of belief. Because if children have to work together and believe from their research, then they must know how to believe, what to believe, the same way as a PhD student does. What does it all mean? I think what I've encountered in all these years is a self-organizing system. Self-organizing system is one where the system properties appear by themselves. You know, like you have dust, you have wind, and a dust devil forms and moves around. Who made the dust devil? Well, nobody did, it just happened. That's a self-organizing system. All such systems show properties called emergence, which is something strange which comes out, which you didn't expect the system to have. So I have a complete speculation now about education. You're free to believe this or not. Remember, I have no formal background. Education is a self-organizing system, while learning is the emergent phenomenon. Which is why when it happens, the teacher just stands back in awe and says, "Gosh, he's got it." It will need about 5 years to show whether it really is true, this sentence. And that's about it, really. I'll leave it on that side. Thank you.